It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. We've got Mastodon drummer Bron Diller. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Doing great. Happy to have you back on the show. So excited about your new record. It's called Hushed and Grim. And Bron, spirituality is very apparent in much of Mastodon's work, even more so now with this new record. Why is music so conducive to conveying those themes?
You know, I think it's there's some kind of a power that kind of lies within music and sound that's almost intangible, you know. It just sort of manifests itself in that way, especially for us, you know. And I feel like all of us, it's our way to connect with other people. It's a way for us to connect with each other is through our instruments. And, you know, we're not very, you know, we don't sit around and maybe talk about our feelings so much as we play the feelings, you know. So that's really how we're able to express ourselves as humans and are able to understand maybe some of the not so fun moments of our lives is through our instruments. So when those things all come together, I think that what you have is just sort of that raw emotion that gets captured. And that can be sort of a spiritual thing for a lot of people.
Bron from Mastodon with us. We're celebrating the recent release of the new Mastodon record, Hushed and Grim. Here's another tune from it, Sickle and Peace. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Diller from Mastodon with us. We're talking about the band's new record, Hushed and Grim. And Mastodon music is often reactionary to loss and grief. If music is cathartic, what therapeutic responsibility do you feel toward someone who listens to your albums?
You know, I don't even know that it is cathartic. I hope it is, but I've never really lived without it, you know. So I don't really know what the other side of that looks like. I've always had some kind of drums or something to turn to in a time of need, I guess. You know, if something has happened tragic in my life, it's always been drums that get me through it, and music that gets me through it, whether it's listening to music or playing music. I'm not sure that I really think about any kind of responsibility other than I hope it helps, you know. I'm really, first and foremost, just trying to understand any kind of tragic situation that has transpired with us, and, you know, namely for this record, you know, we lost our dear friend and manager, Nick John, to pancreatic cancer, and going through that was difficult. It was awful, you know, to watch him deteriorate, and then, you know, the way that we deal with all that kind of stuff is, you know, we put it in the music. And so I just sort of hope that the honesty that we put forth and the emotion that we sink into the music, you know, as a result of that, can, you know, hopefully help somebody that's going through a tough time.
Mastodon's new record, Hushed and Grim, is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Diller with us. Still to come tonight, music from Motorhead, Slayer, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from Ghost and Comeback Kid. Up next, more with Bron Diller. Plus, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Diller from Mastodon with us. We're talking about the band's new record, Hushed and Grim. It's a double album. How did the impact of the songs change when given that additional room to breathe?
Well, I think that we had a lot of downtime. We weren't going on tour. There's always a tour looming for us when we're writing and recording. It's sort of cycle that's been going on since the beginning of our band, you know, where it's like a write, record, tour, write, record, tour. So this was, you know, we had come off the Crack the Sky anniversary tour cycle, went into writing mode, and then we wrote for 2 years, basically, you know, and with all that downtime and with all that extra time to write and record, it just, I don't know, it sort of changed the makeup of the album and, you know, turned it into a double album, basically, where we wouldn't have had that amount of time to really pour over the extra material. When we had gotten it to be around an hour's worth of material or 50-something minutes, we would have cut it there and gone in and done whatever we had. But we had 20-something songs at the end of demoing and getting ready to go into the studio, and we had to really pare it down. And the best we could do was 15 songs, and nobody wanted to cut anything else, so we just decided to roll with it and see, do the old double album, which, so about 90 minutes worth of material, and so hopefully that'll give our fans, they'll keep them busy for a little while.
Mastodon's Hushed and Grim record is out now. Bron Daler with us on the show. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Megadeth, Nuclear Assault, and more with Bron. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Mastodon drummer Bron Daler with us. We're talking about the follow-up to the band's 2017 record, Emperor of Sand. The new record is called Hushed and Grim. And 101 Clowns of the Coronavirus is a new book that features your illustrations. What creative parallels are there between being an illustrator and a musician?
I don't know. I'm not sure the creative parallels, other than the creative process, just coming up with an idea and executing it the way you see fit, using your tastes and your sensibilities, and then for me, like drawing, I don't consider myself to be very talented at drawing, but I was able to get my point across, so I think that's a lot of times half the battle is of being creative and trying to convey a certain emotion. I guess you don't always have to be the most skilled at that particular art form, you just have to be able to, it just has to resonate with someone else, or resonate within yourself, And so I think that's also has a lot to do with creating music as well. You don't always have to be the most skilled player to get your point across. I mean, there's more cases in point than not. But I did kind of learn of something about myself, that I'm sort of like a creative monogamist, because it's hard for me to do Mastodon and dedicate myself to drawing something or, being creative in that way. I'm like either all in on the Mastodon thing or I went all in on the drawing a clown every day. So that was interesting.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Mastodon drummer Bron Daler with us. Coming up, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus new music from Ghost, and more with Bron. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bron Daler from Mastodon with us. The new record from Mastodon, Hushed and Grim, is out now. And earlier this year, Mastodon commemorated its anniversary as a band with a pretty funny video. What changes most about a band over time?
Well, I think every band is different, obviously, and every band has their own set of circumstances that are, unique to them, like every relationship, but relationships are probably what, I wouldn't say they change, they just are a little bit different, in the very beginning, you're probably young and don't have a family, and you just sort of have each other, and you're in the van, and going on tour and this and that, and over time people get married, people have kids, and so the fact that it's the same four guys for over 20 years now is pretty outstanding. I think I'm proud of that, that we've held it together this long with the same four guys, there's just the thing that's changed really is just the time spent together. I guess it's not as much time because people have their families and their own lives away from the band. But, the relationships are very much the same. We love each other. We respect each other. We love each other's playing. And the reasons why Mastodon formed in the first place, that excitement about the potential that we have as far as creating music together, that's still very much alive, and that's what keeps us coming back for more.
Bron Daler of Mastodon with us. Pick up the new Mastodon record, Hushed and Grim. Bron, so great to catch up with you as always. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, Jackie.
Stick around, music from Megadeth and more after this.